Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Republican leadership in the U.S. Senate has delayed its vote, as we've heard, on its controversial health care bill, but the push to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act marches on. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, key health care officials around Vermont say the state stands to lose big if the Senate plan does go through.
Todd Moore is the CEO of an organization called One Care Vermont. It's a relative newcomer to the Vermont healthcare universe, and it's responsible for orchestrating a major shift in the industry geared toward aligning provider compensation with healthcare outcomes. That means Moore is keeping pretty close tabs on the healthcare debate in Washington, D.C., and when Senate Republicans unveiled their version of the American Healthcare Act last week, Moore did not like what he saw.
It's going to be a major disruption for Vermont healthcare if that passes.
Moore is especially concerned about proposed reductions to a federal Medicaid program that now provides insurance to nearly a third of Vermont residents. If a portion of those patients end up losing coverage, as the Independent Congressional Budget Office has projected, then Moore says Vermont's grand payment reform plans may suddenly be curtailed.
It's going to complicate our lives and slow down the things we're working on.
Moore isn't the only health industry executive sounding the alarm. Don George, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, says the state's rate of uninsured residents, now among the lowest in the nation, is a product of an Affordable Care Act that congressional Republicans now want to undo.
More than 20,000 Vermonters are receiving their health care coverage with the benefit of Affordable Care Act subsidies.
Republican Governor Phil Scott says the fate of those 20,000 Vermonters may hinge on the outcome of the debate in Congress.
A small change to Medicaid and some of the involvement from the federal government could be devastating for Vermont. Hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of thousands of people off from insurance.
Scott says his administration has been reaching out to Republican governors and Republican senators from other states to try to forge a conservative coalition against the repeal and replace movement.
Trying to make the argument that this wouldn't be in the best interest for some of these small states like ours that are so rural and so reliant on Medicaid in particular.
Scott sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday outlining his concerns. He wrote in part that the Senate proposal would, quote, leave our state with a budget deficit we could not absorb without cutting health care services for the people who need them most or significantly raising taxes on already overtaxed Vermonters. Mike Fisher is the chief of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, a consumer protection group funded by the state. The Senate might have delayed its healthcare vote.
But they'll pass something, I believe.
Fisher says whatever makes it to President Donald Trump's desk will likely include steep cuts to Medicaid, and he says that could mean loss of coverage for thousands of Vermonters.
It's absolutely abundantly clear that they won't get the care they need and that there's real impacts.
Senate Republicans won't vote on the bill until after the July 4th recess. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.